Yesterday we spelled sent the bulk of the shiur discussing the kidney that doesn't work. Kidney of Re'iyah. We try to figure out why it should have worked, what exactly it means, how well it hurt us at the kidney. And the Levi's, at the end of the day, it really doesn't work. So I think it behooves us to spend at least some time on the kidney that does work. So which kidney type does work in the realm of Metziah in terms of being Zeichel Hefker? So the Gemara says pretty simple. Not Beis Malad. What's that? The Asar Liyadeh. It means you have to mamash pick it up. So what the Gemara seems to be saying is Kinyan Hagbah. So it seems to be a pretty open and shut case that the way to be koine a Metziah is through picking it up. Which shouldn't be a tremendous surprise because that is the mechanism of Kinyan for a regular for Metalklin. If I want to sell you a bag of potatoes, that's the way you buy it. I give it to you, you pick it up, etc. But we have to take a step back and ask ourselves, really, is that true? Is that really how you buy things? Is that Mekichel Memker? Is that really true? That's how you koine a Metziah? So where does this come from? So we go back to the question we left off with yesterday. Menolan is a Kinyan Hagbah. Whoever heard of a Kinyan Hagbah? Where does it say in the Chumash is a Kinyan Hagbah? So the source for this discussion is a famous sugya that appears a little bit later on in Metziah and after Bav, Zion, Machlokes in Rabbi Yechon and Rishon Lachish. A really basic fundamental question as to how does Mekichel Memker ever work? How do I sell Metalklin? Obviously the Torah addresses the issue in some way. There is such a thing called the Kinyan of Metalklin. The Torah speaks about Mekichel Memker. Around counts Mekichel Memker is one of the tiring mitzvahs. So there's a mitzvah of Mekichel Memker. There are dinim that govern how you buy and sell objects. But how do you know? What method of Kinyan do you use? So strangely enough, the methods of Kinyanim for Karka are much more straightforward in the Chumash. When the Chumash and the Tanakh, the Torah speaks, and the Nevi'im speak about Sodas for Kesef Yiknu, and the Navi speaks about buying Karka with a Shtar, and the Torah speaks about Kinyan Chazocha. So the Kinyanim of Karka are straightforward, and they're agreed upon by everybody. We don't find any Machlokes on the Stam Mishnah and Kedushin. Kesef Nikna, Bekesef, Shtar, Bechazocha. That's a given, everyone agrees that. It's like Kedusha Kesef, Kedusha Shtar, Kedusha Bia. Those are given, those are Dvarim Pshutim. That there are, these are the methods of Kinyanim, the Halacha Moshe Mesina, Psukim, Drash, whatever the Mocher is. Everyone agrees that the basic ABCs of Kinyani character. All of a sudden, when it comes to Kinyani Metalklin, so the roof caves in. We're trying to figure out, where did it come from? Where does it say how to be Kinyani Metalklin? So there is a Mishnah. The Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak above Metziah, where the Mishnah says, Beferish, what is Kinyani Metalklin? And Beferish, what is not Kinyani Metalklin? What is Kinyani Metalklin is Kinyan Meshicha. What is not Kinyani Metalklin is Kinyan Kesef. What does that mean? So Mashiach and Hagbah, we're going to use those two terms interchangeably today, even though they are different, and maybe we'll get to sugyas later on the first part, there are real differences between them. But Mashiach is, in a sense, to an animal, like what Hagbah is to a smaller kind of an object. So if I want to sell you a book, I use Kinyan Hagbah. If I want to say an animal, so then you drag it and you pull it, that's called the Kinyan Mashiach. So if I use the word Mashiach today, I mean Hagbah also. If I use the word Hagbah, I mean Mashiach also. In future Shurim, there are going to be differences, but at least for our purposes today, we're going to lump them together. It basically means a physical transferring, handing over, so to speak, of the object, or some kind of a physical action done to the object, Hagbah / Mashiach. So the Mishnah is very, very clear in the fourth parak of Bava Metziah that the way to be kind of metaltlin is through Mashiach / Hagbah. The way not to be kind of metaltlin is through Kesef. So what does it mean practically? If I go into Bathmark and let's assume everyone's Jewish, okay, I go into Glad Express, okay? Good advertisement. We have some Tinek. Free advertisements. I get a free freaking lazy bean for that. Okay, fine. So you go into Glad Express and I want to buy something. So I go over to the cashier and I give them $50 and I say, okay, I'm giving you $50 and I'm buying $50 worth of meat for Yom Tov. Was I cutting the meat? No. Kinyan Kesef? Nothing. If I go in and I pick up the meat and I have in mind to be cutting the meat and the owner says, okay, Kazunday, go be cutting the meat, I just haven't gotten around to pay yet. So the Mishnah says they own the meat. I have to pay you. I have a chayiv to pay you. There's no question about that. But in terms of the Maisa Kinyan, the moment of truth when the metalton is nicked from one person to another is not through the transferring of the castle. The castle is a malav l'meirid. What's the mark that the Kinyan is the Mashiach. That's a dover portion. Not dover portion ad meirid. Strangely enough, the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Metziah decides to express to us that principle in some very convoluted way. What's the Mishnah called? First parak of the fourth parak? Parak Hazal. So the Mishnah discusses what the din... What's the din if I have gold coins and you have silver coins and we're trading the coins? The Gemara wants to know, well, what's being coined to what? Is the gold being coined to the silver or is the silver being coined to the gold? That's the Gemara's Shaila. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the Kesef and what's the Metalklin? So a very, very lumdish Shaila, which leads to the first two glot of Maseches, of the fourth paragraph of Maseches of Metziah, about what's called Kesef and what's called Metalklin.
Because on the one hand, kesef sounds like it should be kesef, and maybe the zov is the kesef. What's the currency and what's the commodity? What's the goods? So that's an interesting sugya for those who are in economics, those who want to learn a little about the Torah's concept of a business and transactions. It's beautiful, wonderful, complicated sugya. But the basic gist of the entire first duplot is that kinyan kesef is not koine, and kinyan mashicha slash shagbah is koine. Sometimes it's difficult to figure out what's the kesef and what's the peiros. It's a hard parak. When people learn parak Azov, sometimes they don't realize that. It means they get so bogged down at the gold and silver, gold and silver, gold and silver, but they don't chap what's going on. I remember my father, Rav Shalom, told me that when he was a young boy, so he learned parak Azov. So he was maybe in fourth grade, and he went to Chaim Berlin, to elementary school. So he learned parak Azov. So he said he remembers he was maybe 8, 9 years old, and the Rebbe was a European Rebbe. He was talking in Yiddish, and the boys there. And he said for the whole year, he remembers gold by silver, silver by gold, gold by silver, silver by gold. The boys translated gold by silver. He said, the whole year went by, he had no idea who's buying what. What does it mean? What do the words mean? He remembered the Rebbe said, gold by silver, he said in Yiddish. Gold, silver, silver, nish, gold. That was the whole year they learned the gold and the silver. And he never clue machine again. He got a little bit old. And then he realized there's a little bit more to the parak than that. Anyway, so getting back to the story. So the Mishnah is clear. Mashiach is the kinyan, and kesef is not the kinyan. What's unclear is how do you know that's so? Where does that come from? So there's a major machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish about this nekuda. So comes Rish Lakish and says, there's a din min haTorah. That the method of kinyan and min haTorah is dafka through mashiach slash akbah. How do you know it's a pasuk in Chumash? O kanoi miyad ha-misecha. The Torah says, v'chisim kohanim kol ha-misecha. O kanoi miyad ha-misecha. What does that drash mean, miyad ha-misecha? Devarim ha-nikach miyad liyad. That the method of kinyan is miyad liyad. I hand you over the object, you do mashiach on it. I hand it over to you, you do hasbah on it. It's a physical miyad liyad action. That is the ma'aseh kinyan. So Rish Lakish saw in those two magic words, O kanoi miyad ha-misecha. The emphasis is on the word miyad. That is the method of kinyan metalta mederaisa. Rabbi Yechon responds back to Rish Lakish and says, "Lo hayudvar miyam." It's not true. Mashiach is not a kinyan min haTorah. You know what the kinyan min haTorah is? Dvar Torah. It's the famous statement of Rabbi Yechon. Dvar Torah, ma'os kinyan. The handing over the cash is the kinyan mederaisa. The Mishnah says for care. The Mishnah says that the Mashiach is the kinyan. That's a takonas hachalim zok Rabbi Yechon, and we're afraid that if we invoke the din d'oraisa of allowing a kinyan to take place with ma'os alone, it's going to lead to a big problem. What the problem is, I'm going to buy produce from you. I'm going to give you money for the produce. So here's $10,000, and I'm going to come by tomorrow to pick up all the stuff. What's going to happen? A fire is going to break out in your storehouse, and you're going to figure, listen, I already sold him the produce. It's his produce. Why should I go bother putting out the fire? It's not my problem. So you're going to let all my stuff burn down? So the chavur faith shemi yomel and nisuf chitach bealiyah. That once the moich has got the cash in his hands and the deal is done, why should he ever bother taking care of the property? So to force the moich, we say to the moich, listen, you think the deal's done? It's not done. I mean, the Torah is done, but the rabbanit is not done. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that on a level based on koach hefke beis and hefke, the din the rabbanit permits the lekech to back out from the deal. So if the lekech sees that his whole house, all this property burnt down, all the crops that he bought burnt down because the moich wasn't careful with it, so the lekech is going to back out from the deal and he'll get his money back. So therefore, with the rabbanim, they made a takana that the only way to really be kind is to mashicha. Mashicha means I'm going to take it home with me. Hasbah means I'm going to pick it up and put it in my truck and take it home with me. But just kesef alone is not practical. It's not feasible to let kesef alone be kinder. So in the end of the day, both Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish agree that lemaisa, mashicha is the kinyan, and kesef is not a kinyan. How we got to that point, whether it's a din d'oraisa, whether it's a din d'rabbanim, that's what's up for grabs. According to Rish Lakish, it's a din d'oraisa, miyad ha-misecha. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's a takana sechah, but the din d'oraisa is that ma'os is kinyan. So there's one piece of the Gemara that's missing. What's missing? The Gemara says, according to Rish Lakish, menol el Rish Lakish, how did Rish Lakish know mashicha? The Gemara says, miyad ha-misecha. What's the problem? The Gemara doesn't ask. Gemara never asked Rabbi Yechon, how do you know menol immediately? Well, kesef menolin. How do you know ma'os is kinyan min haTorah? Where does it say that? The Gemara is silent. Silence on behalf of Chazal. What's going on? These are the ABCs of kinyan. You go into a store, you want to buy a bag of potatoes. Min haTorah, if you ask Moshe Rabbeinu, all of this kesef. Moshe Rabbeinu never heard of Mashicha. The Mishnah in Hazov was post Moshe Rabbeinu's day. The din d'oraisa is that Moses is kinyan. What the machor? I need a machor. Give me a pasuk chumash. So you got to start pressing the computer and go looking for chumash. So you start. Gracious Balakim, Mr. Shpansai. Noah, over here. I don't see anything about kinyanim. Any ideas? No one has any ideas. What? Avram, not there. Said Avram was buying what? Buying kaka. I want metalflin. Huh? Kohen ki, that's a kinyan avodim. Kinyan avodim.
Yeah.
Getting there, maybe. It's ever knaini. Bike and a knaini. Knaini is a character. I'm doing with metalflin. I want to know, I'm going to a store, I'm going on a path mark. The wife's going to inevitably send me the path mark in the next 24 hours. I know it. How do I know? She sent me every day for the last 18 years. I know I'm going to get that path mark. So, that's a bad competition, too. Gotcha. She's going to be sitting in monitoring that. Okay. She's. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to get a path mark. Anything I can do to make everyone happy. Okay. Yeah, that one. So, inevitably on Friday, I'm going to be shopping somewhere. I like better when she says it about Express because then laser beams in the back. In the side. Especially get all these free ones after all these advertisements. Okay, so Rabbi Say, how do I know? Give me the ABCs of Kinyanim. Nobody knows. We finished Sefer Bereishis, Sefer Shmos. Nobody knows any idea. Come on, a good guess. Nobody. Nice, Shani, close guess. Close. Comes Rashi in Bar Mitzvah and says, I'll tell you the Malkar is four words in Chumash. V'nosan ha-kesef ha-kom lo. How could we have missed it? It's Befeirish. V'nosan ha-kesef ha-kom lo. What's that pasuk talking about? It's talking about pidyon hekdesh. It's talking about redeeming hekdesh. The Torah says whenever you redeem hekdesh, whether it's karka, whether it's bepaltel, no matter what, the way to redeem hekdesh is through kesef. So Zok Rashi and says, oh, what do you see from here? You see that the Torah, what does pidyon hekdesh really mean? When a person is makdish something, it belongs to the base of mikdash. I mean, rasa the gavaki to rasa the hedyot. The bamish belongs to the base of mikdash. And now you want to be paid that you want to redeem it, so you got to buy it back from the base of mikdash. And the Torah gives you the mechanism of buying it back through kesef. So zetman from bof, from these four words, v'nosan kesef kamli, that's the makor that the kinyan kesef is kleinef for metalotlan. That's Rashi sheet. There's something just strange about that makor, by the way. Well, no, just stop, it's an aside. Maybe with Rashi. V'nosan kesef kamli. Because if Gemara in Kedushin quotes that pasuk in a little bit of a different context, anyone know what's wrong with that pasuk? When Asar Kesef Kamlo, Liba Kur is here. So if you'd read this Rashi, you'd read the Gemara in Kedushin that quotes those four words, When Asar Kesef Kamlo, you would think there must be some pasuk. When Asar Kesef Kamlo, there's such a pasuk doesn't exist. There's no such pasuk in all of Torah. What? It's a mixture of a convoluted cholent of a few psukim. One pasuk says v'yosav chamishas kesef erikacholov, and then it says later v'kom lo. So it says v'nosad, it says kesef, it says v'kom, it says lo. So we put it all together. It means rather than saying every time v'yosav chamishas kesef erikacholov, so the gemara just shortened it a little bit. V'nosad kesef, the gemara didn't mean to say it's really there. So if you're really looking hard for that pasuk, see this is a case for the people who use the new gemaras get cheated. Because on the side of the Gemara, they can't quote the pasuk, so they quote V'yosav Chamishas Kesef. They quote the whole thing. The real words are just V'nosav Kesef Kamlo. So if you look it up and you spend time looking through Pashas B'chakosai, and then you come to the realization that the pasuk doesn't exist, if you just cheat on the side, so you may not catch up to that. So Rabbi Say, the bottom line is the Mokor for Kidin Kesef going to Rashi is for Pidyon Hekdesh. Did anybody disagree with Rashi? It was Hekdesh have to do with Hedger. It doesn't have to do with anything. Right. The Rashi is a very, very difficult mokum. Pidyon Hekdesh is a mice Kinyan of Kesef. What does that have to do with anything? So comes the riff and says, I have another mokum. Close to what Zach was saying. Comes the riff and says, how do you buy an Evet Ivri? How do you purchase an Evet Ivri? We learn Kedushin, Daf Yudalad. The Kesef and the Knasan. You buy an Evet Ivri through Kesef. Zok the riff. You can kone gufo the Kesef. Mamoyna lakol shikain. If kesef is good enough to acquire the person's body, kal v'chomer, it's good enough to acquire the person's potatoes. So I don't want to bring a rav from Evet Kedaini like Zach was doing, but we're close. Evet Ivri, it's learned out from Evet Ivri. And comes in the book of Yosef and Mamatzi and says, guess what, there's no mokor. There's no mokor in Chumash for the din of Kenyan kesef. What's the mokor? How could Rabbi Yechon say, Dvar Torah Mo'os Kernes? If it ain't a posuk, what is it? It's a svar, Lamli Kras Svaru, poshut. Take a survey of most people and ask them, how do you buy potatoes? At what point is the deal sealed? What would people say? When you give the money, that's the end of the deal. It's a svar pshuta. Says the Rebbe Yosef, when it comes to karka, so the Torah gives the whole chiddush, kesef shtach hazocha, comes to kedushin, kesef shtabi, comes to every, when the Torah doesn't say anything, so by not saying anything, the Torah is relying back on what the common sense, sechel yosha dictates, when you give the cash, that's the end of the deal. So you don't need a posik. Vartoramos kindness by lack of a posik for care, that's the din. Rabbi Yechon doesn't accept Miyana Misecha as a mocha for anything. He learns out something else in Miyana Misecha. So according to Rabbi Yechon, the mocha for Kinyan Kesef is a svar pshuta. So again, you have different pshutas in the Rishonim, Rashi and the Rif and the Chayyasim. What's the bottom line mocha for why Kesef is kindness? But Kuliyamali Pligi, that's the din according to Rabbi Yechon. Most of the Rishonim follow Rabbi Yechon. Rashi disagrees with that, but most of the Rishonim pass like Rabbi Yechon. So we're going to work now with the assumption that the way to be kind of a Tatlin is Dafka through Kesef. What's my problem, Bergdai? Why are we talking about this? We were talking about Mitzias. We're talking about being kind of something which is a Dava Shal Hefker. So why am I talking about buying potatoes in Pathmark? I have a big problem. What's my big problem? Bishlam, according to Reish Lakish, that the Torah gives us a kinyan miyada misecha, i.e. hagboha, i.e. meshicha, etc. So I understand that the same method that you use to be kinyan a bag of potatoes from Pathmark, hagboha slash meshicha, is the same method that you use to be kinyan aveda. Because the Torah is saying miyada misecha, hagboha, is a maisa kinyan. But according to Yechanan, there is no mokra that hagboha is a maisa kinyan. There is no Miyana Misecha. It doesn't exist Miyana Misecha. If Miyana Misecha doesn't exist according to Yechon, that's not a method of acquisition in that term. In that term, it's only Kesef. So then how are you Zeichem in a Hefke? How are you Zeichem in a Mitzia? In a term according to Yechon. By doing what? By giving Kesef? Who are you giving Kesef to? To the lost and found? Who are you giving Kesef to? To the street? Who are you going to give Kesef to? To the original owner? We don't know. That's the whole point. The original owner is Mitzia'ish. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, what are the mechanisms to being kind in Avedim in HaTorah? So this is not my kasha. This is the Rishonim's kasha, but not vis-a-vis Aveda. The Rishonim formulate this kasha vis-a-vis something else. There's a corollary question to this question. According to the world, look at the world through the eyes of Rabbi Yechanan. Look at Mekka Memka through the eyes of Rabbi Yechanan. That the only thing that Torah's Mashiach is doing Kidin Ritalpulin is Kesef, either Rashi, Ritva, Rashi, Bias, the Rifan of the Mokhrim. There is no Kidin Hagbo Mashiach on the books according to Rabbi Yechanan. So forget about Mitzia for a second, forget about Hefker. How can you be kind of what? What's the corollary question? How can you be kind of, forget about a Mechirim, forget about a Mitzia, forget about Hefker. What's the other question? How are you kind of Matana? How do I give you a Matana Minatur? I want to give you a gift Minatur. I'd like to give you a beautiful Gemar Bava Metzia. I want to give you this Gemar Bava Metzia. Okay. Very expensive Gemar, $17.70. Handed to the Rosh Hashivas for free. Okay? One of the perks of the job. I want to give you, if you can lift it, okay? It's good for strengthening those biceps. I want to give you this Gemar as a gift. I'm not going to charge you a penny, but I want to give it to you as a gift. You want to tell me how I do that? What mechanism do I use in a Torah? What makes that Gemar yours in a Torah? According to Reish Lakish, I understand Hagbah. Hagbah is for Mechivas, Hagbah is for Abbasiyas, Hagbah is for Bataras. According to Yechanan, there's no such thing as Hagbah. So what makes that Gemara yours min HaTorah in the case of a Matana? So this is a major Machlekes of Rishon, Machlekes Taisis in the Rambam. Taisis in the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah suggests that Bamed Devar Mamurim, that there was a Machlekes of Yechanan Reish Lakish, about how to kind of metalim in a Torah, that's by mechira, where kesef exists as a possibility. But in the absence of kesef, when kesef isn't on the table, it's not even shaykh. I want to give you a matana. I don't want to charge you money for it. Says Tosfos, even Rabbi Yochanan concedes to Reish Lakish. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees there's a concept called hagbor meshicha. What did Tosfos just tell us? An unbelievable machlokes. Tosfos just told us, what's the root of the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Yesh lachkor, b'amen nechlekur Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Is the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish that Reish Lakish thought Mashiach is significant and Rabbi Yechon thought Mashiach is meaningless min HaTorah? Rabbi Yechon was in Geiris Mashiach, he never heard of Mashiach min HaTorah. Is that the pshat? Well, no, the pshat is that everybody agrees Mashiach makes sense. Of course, Hagbah Mashiach are good methods of Kinyonim. Rabbi Yechon had a chiddush that when Kesef exists as a possibility, so Kesef, in a sense, is Doicha Mashiach. Kesef is the better of the two, and therefore Kesef overshadows Mashiach, and therefore Mashiach is ineffective. But it's not that Rabbi Yechanan held that Mashiach is nothing. Not that Rabbi Yechanan denied Mashiach slash Hagbah. Rabbi Yechanan just said that b'chiyai ga'avna, when kesef is as a possibility, then Mashiach will not do the trick. But if kesef isn't on the table, i.e. it's a matana, so it's not opposite to do kesef, so of course everybody falls back on the basic Kenyan called the Hagbar Mashiach. So if a fundamental question is, again, v'das Rabbi Yechonin, Rish Lakish, we know Rabbi Yechonin, Rish Lakish says, Rish Lakish at the Gzeres HaKos and Yadam Yisecha, this is the method of Kinyan Ramatalfa, it's all there is right no more. Kesef is Gornish Min HaTorah. But we don't follow Rish Lakish, we follow Rabbi Yechonin. So we want to know, v'das Rabbi Yechonin, who says that Moses is kindness, this pshat that Moses is kindness, that Mashiach is nothing, Zia doesn't exist, or pshat that Moses is kindness, is that Kesef is... Oh my goodness, we need, what's his name? Where's Weinbach? How do we do it? Quick. Yes, right? Okay, for the newcomers, I can't even begin to explain neither Weinbach nor this thing. But for the old timers, we'll appreciate it. Okay. It's a long standing joke. Okay. Rabbi Isai. He's still around, I just saw him the other day. Yeah, he's still playing around. What? Oh, those nights, okay. Okay, anyway. So we've had a lot of very colorful personalities over the years. Okay. So Rabbi Isai, according to Rabbi Yechonin, what's Pshat of Moses Kainis? Is Moses Kainis that Mashiach doesn't exist? Or is Moses Kainis because Kesef is greater than Mashiach, and therefore when Kesef exists, Mashiach fails? Nafkamina Ladina, in a situation where there is no Kesef, it's just pure Mashiach, will Rabbi Yechonin subscribe to Mashiach as well? Right, according to this. Right, that's right, that's right. So comes to the end of Avodah Zarah and opts for... Comes says, therefore, when it comes to a Kenyan metalfin such as Matana, which doesn't have the option of Kesef, Mashiach carries the day. Just Derech Agav. Which of the Rishonim that we quoted before could clearly not, clearly wouldn't say such a thing? Right. What was the whole thrust of the Ruch HaYos Islamdus? The whole thrust of the Ruch HaYos Islamdus is why is Moses kindness? Because there's nothing else there. Because the Torah doesn't say anything about the topic. So there's nothing said on the Torah. Remain with Kesef is kindness. According to what Tosfos is saying, the Torah says everything about the topic. The Torah says, yeah, the Torah says Mashiach. Mashiach is a good kid. Mashiach exists in the Torah. It's just the Kesef overshadows it. The Kesef to overshadow it, you got to find the Mokhor, the Kesef overshadows it. So according to Rashi, you have a Mokhor, the Rebbe have a Mokhor. But according to the Mokhor Yosef, that the whole existence of Kesef is because there's a lack of any other Mokhor. But if another Mokhor doesn't exist, and Mashiach doesn't exist, then Kesef doesn't get off the ground. So just a Ha'ar. Rabbi say, Tosfos is not the only view on this topic. The Ramban disagrees. Comes the Ramban above Metzia and says, it's not true. Says the Ramban, according to Yechon and Mel's kindness means Mashiach doesn't exist. We're not Geiris Mashiach, according to the Ramban. If so, the Ramban's bar with the kasher. How do you give him a tana? How in the world do you give him a tana according to the Ramban? What's the answer? You gotta look for another kinyan. So let's go through the kinyan. Mashiach, we never heard of. Kesef? I don't want to charge him money. I want to give him some matana. How can I possibly transfer ownership to the person? What's the answer? Huh? Chalipin? Okay, not bad. Chalipin may be a possibility. Somebody said shtar? Problem is it's metalik. There's no shtar in metalik. So chalipin may be an option. What? All right, let's see. I don't want to exchange anything. What? Can you see? Quasi-chalipin. What about a kinyan chatzer? What if the guy takes it to his house? I give you a gemara as a gift. So when I give it to you and you pick it up, you're not kinyan min ha'Torah according to the Ramban. But when you take it home and it comes into your house, or it's in your cars, in your rishus, in your kelim, whatever it is, in your halachic chatzer, chatzer shaladim kinyan lo'ay. That's the gemara later on, the first pechah we'll see it. So the Ramban says we could salvage the kinyan ha'metalos. It's possible. Maybe I did chatzer. Maybe that's the way to be kinyan. Let's take this machlokes ties in the Ramban. There's really a conceptual machlokes within Rabbi Yechonin. Nafkamina, on a level of the Rabban, Mashiach is a Kenyan, and therefore Mashiach works for everything, from Machiris, from Matanis, etc. But on the pure level of the Araisa, according to the Ramban, there's no such thing as Mashiach and no such thing as Kesef by Matana. Let's take that same machlokes ties in the Ramban and plug it into where? We're not learning Hilchos Matana right now, we're learning Hilchos what? Zechiyah min Hefker, or Zechiyah bin Metziah. How am I kind of Metziah min Torah? So according to Tosfos, what's the answer? When I do what? When I do that ball. When I pick it up, I'm kind of. According to the Ramban, how am I kind of Metziah? Unbelievable, when I pick it up, I'm not kind of. According to the Ramban. When I pick it up, I'm not kohen because the hagbod doesn't exist because the Rambam in Torah. How am I kohen? When I bring it home. When I bring it to my house, then I'm kohen with the kinyan chatzer. But kol's mind that I'm walking home with it, another guy can bow me down and take it away from me. Because I wasn't zeich on the see yet min haTorah. Mid the Rabbanon, of course, I was zeich. The Rabbanon they were misakin hakbah. Once they were misakin hakbah for kinyan, they were misakin it across the board. But in the perfect level of their eyes, there's no such thing as picking up an object. Something funny about that, right? Just doesn't sound right. Doesn't sit right with us. After the din mitat aisa, you pick up a mitzi and it's still not yours. Yasoel yadi mashma. Something that doesn't sound right. Unless you want to say as follows. According to the Ramban, it's true that the only way to be kinda, both a matana and a mitzia, is through kinyan chatzer. But there may be another way to be kinda. This is a little bit jumping ahead to later in the parak, but we'll just give it a little taste of it now. There may be another way to be kinda, very similar to kinyan chatzer. What's that called? What? I'm also doing the rabbanah. Is that going to help? Yad, kinyan yad. Anything that's in my hand, I'm automatically kinda. So here I have a set of keys in my hand, I'm kinda the keys. According to one day in the Gemara, the whole kinyan of chatzer is predicated on yad. Chatzer shalado mishum yado is rabbanah. That's a sugi later on. In the middle of the first prayer, hopefully we'll get to that. Depending on how fast we finish, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, etc. So it could be according to the Ramban, whatever is in my hand, I am koina min haTorah with a kinyan yad, but it's not the same as a kinyan hagbah. What's the difference? It's very, very tricky. Here. The boy says, I see Gemara on the floor. It's a mitzia. There's no simon on it. It says Talmud Bavim. It says mitzia. No simon on it. I pick it up. Am I koina this Gemara min haTorah according to the Ramban or not? This is kinyan yad. This is kinyan yad. I'll tell you which part is kinyan yad. From this part of the Gemara to this part of the Gemara is kinyan yad because it's in my hand. And whatever's in this part of the Gemara is not kinyan yad. It's not in my hand. Whatever's outside of my exact hands is like hagbah because I'm picking up whole Gemara. And again, minat Torah. According to the Ramban, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, minat Torah, the only way to be kind of things is through a kinyan chatzer. There's no kesef in chatzer. The only way. Chatzer and i.e. yad, but it has to be really, really yad. If it's not really, really yad, then I'm talking about koina. So who made this famous? Who made this Ramban famous? So I heard Moshe muttering some words about. But yeah, when do we talk about this? What? When do we talk about this? Maseches Gittin. Who made this famous is Rabbi Kivega. Famous, we just said a part from Rabbi Kivega before. Another part from Rabbi Kivega. Oh, so before Rabbi Kivega said a word, but you have to grab in your hands whatever you can. So Rabbi Kivega l'shitasa, kind of. Comes Rabbi Kivega and has the following ha'ara. Very, very simple ha'ara. The Torah says that a husband has to give a get to his wife. The nasa the other. The nasa the other. So presumably, he has to be maknah the get. He has to transfer ownership of her. He owns a piece of paper. When the get is written, he owns it. The nasa the other means he has to transfer ownership of that paper to his wife. That's how you give a gift. The premise of that question was highly questionable. Who remembers? That's exactly the machlekes ktsayis and others. Is there really a din of haknos again, or maybe is there a din of mesinos again? But not for now. Rabbi Kivega is working with the assumption you have to be machna to get to the woman. Okay? So, Frank Rabbi Kivega Kasha, how are you going to do that exactly? Point to me the mechanism, the kinyan that's going to be effective. Min haTorah, this Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in a basement. Rifaskin Shanach is benos and biyada. Show me the mechanism of kinyan that's going to be used to transfer ownership in this get. So the get is metaltalin, so we got to learn perkazov, start with the gold and the silver, and try to figure out what's going on over there. After transfer ownership in the get, minatera. According to Rish Lakish, it's a cinch. What do? I hand her the get. Once I'm handing her the get, so she's picking up the get, so she owns the get, finished. End of discussion. So according to Rish Lakish, it's dover nikta miyad liyad. But according to B'yaychanan, we're in for trouble. Because according to B'yaychanan, how am I machta that get to her? About Torah Moskva, she's going to pay me for the get. That's a word. I have to, it's been awesome. He has to do the whole kinyan. She can't give me money for the get. So he has to give her the get. He has to do an effective matana on the get. So how are you kind of matana? So let's go through the cheshbon. According to Tosfos, in the absence of kesef, are you like by get? So a get is like matana. A get is like metziah. A get is something which can be nikneh with a kinyan hagbar, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Tosfos, the giving of get is simple, straightforward. The same way that Yezoichan Metziah min haTorah, the same way Yezoichan Matar min haTorah, it's the same way Yezoichan get min haTorah, just by doing hagbar slash mashicha. That's Menasim B'Yadah, that's what the words mean. But according to the Ramban, that doesn't exist. There's no such concept. The only way to be kind of something is through a kinyan chotzer. So in Ochanabi, the din taka is that you can get a get into the woman's chotzer, but we don't usually do that. Usually we do benasim biyadah, we give into our hands. How is she kind of? So what's the answer? The answer is one thing, says Rabbi Kivega. The answer is what? It must be that it's got to be the teres yad. The only way to explain how a get could ever become the woman's is it has to be the teres kinyan yad. So says Rabbi Kivega, okay, going back to the mashal over here. Whatever's in her hands is biyata. Whatever's outside her hands is not biyata. Okay, we need a good piece of paper here. Okay. It's worth the last piece of paper. Use it. Okay, tell him to use it for a get. Okay, so here. He writes on the get, Harei HaMuteres L'Chaladam, rolls it up. Okay, there's nothing on it. Okay, who wants to be the guinea pig here? Who's going to hold the get properly? Nothing on this paper. Okay, this is your assistant job. I will give Zach. Good luck. Okay, Zach, I stand up so people can see you. Okay, hi, this is Zach. Okay, wait, watch. Nah, does that get good? Depends what's on the edges, right? So if it just says Bezos Hashem is Barach, you know, Magid Mirishas Achris or something on the top, you know, Homolah Devek Loto, whatever it is, so then that would be fine. But if it says Harei Muteres L'Chaladam on that, if it says this is the woman's name, this is the man's name, so part of the get, she wasn't Zeichon. So come to the Kvega and says you got to be really, really, really careful. You're not done yet. And be really, really careful when you write a get. Don't just roll it up and hand it like a cloth. Kids like do the homework, right? How many possible folds can a piece of homework have enough in Jeff's pocket? Okay? So now, wow, that's a get. It's up to Rabbi Kivega. Fold it up into little pieces, the whole thing is beyond that, that's a get. Anything short of that, Taisus reminds us what's going to get us chal. Who would have ever thought the Metziah Davez is going to affect the kashas of this get? So come the other Acharonim and say, it's a nice shekel Torah, but Moshamana Dov Zem Yonim, we've been giving getting for thousands of years and nobody ever heard of folding up getting into a million little pieces. So what's the answer to the Kasha? The answer to the Kasha is one of many, many different possibilities. Either maybe Toys is right, or maybe you don't really need a Kinyan Yad, maybe a Sinus Yad, then maybe you'll have the answer to Rabbi Kivega's time. Yerucha Shulchan writes that those Mesad Begitin were Machmer for Rabbi Kivega, what? They caused a lot of problems, a little hotilaz, more than that. Rabbi Kivega asked that kash. The Gemara says, Megidim HaSechus Gittin, that you're not supposed to start into the new chumras and uchus Gittin, so a hotilaz will Gittin HaRishayim. Because people will say the last Gittin were no good. So the Gemara has a chumra, that's some chumra, the Dindar Rabbanan. The Gemara says, don't do it, because if you start doing this chumra, people will say everyone else is all the Gittin were no good, everyone's from Zayir for the last 3,000 years. So Rabbi Kivega asked on himself, he says, how can I stop telling the Masada Gittin to start doing this little hotilaz? So Rabbi Kivega says, no, when do we say Shlo Otzi Laz? When it's only B'teres Chumra, like a Chumra D'Rabbanan or something. This is, let's be my Tzilaz, because all the get are no good, he says, because the Stachas are Dindarais, so the get is Stachas no good. So what do you mean nobody likes Tzilaz? So just because we've had Mamzeim for 3,000 years, we should have another 3,000 years of Mamzeim. So Rabbi Kivega says we should have to tell the Masada Gittin to change. So Chashulchan writes that those Masada Gittin who wanted to talk with Rabbi Kivega, they ran into a problem. Is that they were folding the get over into 5 million little pieces. Then when they opened it up, it cracked the letters. So the get got puzzled. So then the get was really puzzled when I told her. So I don't know. You have to figure out what to do. The eights had to solve this problem. Anyway, I think most of us had to get done.
If you decided to say that Kinyan Yad is like only what's in your hand, maybe it means like what you're holding in your hand. Like.
So that's what the post can point out. That's not the same Yad as what's in your hand, and whatever's outside your hand is like more. They bring a riot. There's a riot from. Forgot about it. Rabbi Kivega has arrived. Forgot about it. At this Meirach, he's going to get in there. He's only on the base. He's sitting in the middle of Taisus, you know, the first Taisus, and that Akko. He's sitting in the middle of Akko. I can see he's going to be Akko for the next 6 weeks. So that's the big sugya here.
Is Kinyan Yad like
how is the Mishnah and Yud and Aleph about it? If you have a Veda and someone else comes and grabs it from you.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Right? I mean, eventually we're going to get to the applications of that. But basically, everybody's agreeing that Lamaisa, the way to be cutting the Veda, is picking it up. The question is whether that's the Deraisa, the Rabban. And that's what. There's no question of Chashimish, but at the end of the day, in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in that Hagbah is a good kinyan for everything. But whether or not it's in the Deraisa is not subject to this discussion. Anyway, so getting back to the story, So again, so we're still back with the original question from yesterday. We know that Kinyan Re'i is not a Kinyan, that's for sure not a Kinyan, that's the Gemara rejected, whatever the Hamina was, it rejected. We know Hagbah is the Emes a Kinyan. Whether that's a Kinyan Deraisa straightforward like Rish Lakish, whether it's a Kinyan Deraisa like Taisus, or whether it's a Kinyan Derabbanan like Ramban, so that's up for grabs. And according to the Ramban, the only way to be Kurna Vedas Minat Torah is either through Chatzar or maybe through Yad as well. So I thought I had another question. So what do you mean? Yeah, but the problem is if she brings it back to Chatz, that may not be good because he has to do Venos and Viada. So if he puts a get down on the floor and she picks it up, that's no good. That's called Tli Gitech Magabi Kach, and that would be no good in the Torah. That wouldn't be called the Venos. Yeah, if he throws it into a Chatz, that would be great, but we don't do that. Who throws it into our backyard now? We'd rather get a Bezer. We don't send this sitting in our backyard, throw it on over the roof. Oh, you mean according to Ramban? That's an interesting question now. According to Ramban, remember we said yesterday, Hashem Teshiva may kick in at the time of the Asol Yodei. So you need, that's only when you're coining it in the Ramamanis, or maybe the picking it up is called a Mitzasa. It's an interesting question. I don't know. The theoretical question, according to Ramban, what would be the Din Derais of Hashem Aveda? Does it only start at the time when you're coining the Aveda? Because you're not really coining the Aveda, because it's not yours to be coining. So maybe Asol Yodei would be enough for that. I don't know. Much. So if I say at the end of the day, Kinyan Re'i is really going to, that's the bottom line, it doesn't really work. Nevertheless, the Gemara all of a sudden reevaluates this question from the very end of Bava Tzir, you know, it jumps 115 blocks and starts talking about another Kinyan called Habata Behefker. It's a new story. So most people hear the word Habata Behefker and Re'i B'Metziha, sounds pretty same. I mean, Metziha is pretty much like Hefker, maybe, depending on Tzais and Nesivus that we were hacking about on the way up to Shea yesterday. Re'iya Habata sounds like it's pretty much the same thing. So come to Rishon and Adaf and say, no, it's not exactly the same. Comes Tyson and Abayz and says, Habata the Hefker, maybe it's kind of, maybe Habata is kind of. What does Habata mean? So if you look carefully, no pun intended, that Gemara, Habata the Hefker, you see that Habata doesn't mean you're glancing and looking at something. Tyson says it means you're protecting it a little bit, you made a little fence around, you did something to really keep your, little, we would say, keep your eyes on it. Amish, keep your eyes on it. So you're doing something physical to protect it. You didn't quite make a kinyan on it. You didn't do a nice kinyan on it. So there's one day in the Gemara that says, Habata Behefker is kinyan. It says, Taisus, that is not what the Gemara is talking about here. Re'iya Behefker falls quite short of Habata Behefker for later on. So Re'iya B'Metziya is not kinyan. Habata Behefker, maybe Kenzai, but Habata there doesn't really mean just to look at it. So the Ramban says a similar idea to Taisus, just changes the meaning of Habata a little bit. The Ramban says building a fence. I didn't see anybody building a fence there. We're talking about looking. Habit. So the Ramban says, doesn't Taisus say the fence? Taisus says the fence. What does the Ramban say? What? It means you're really looking at it, staring it down. You're really being doing for that. That maybe is Habata, maybe. Re'iya is nothing. Habata! And even that, we pass against that question. But Re'iya is not Habata. So Bein Lefi Taisus, Bein Lefi Ramban, the two sugyas are different, which of course makes sense because the Gemara is using two different words. Just as an aside, by the way, the Ramban says that Re'i and Habata don't mean the same thing. How do you know that, by the way? Any right for that? So he bit Oven Biakov, Laura, Obobis. Wow. A good Rosh Hashanah drasha. I think about that. I still need a drasha for Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So he bit Oven Biakov, Laura, Obobis. So you're bringing me a right that it means the same thing, it does mean the same thing.
It doesn't.
No, but there, forget. It's saying almost the same thing. No, he bit of it. No, but sometimes the Torah does use, you know, poetical, especially in Bilam's story. It's having a rhyme from Bilam's words. Bilam is mechamit in Ramban. Lo, he bit of it. Viachav, lo, ram, lo, bisrael. So where there's a Rashi in Chumash. You're very close. It's the Pasha before. It's Rashi in Chumash. V'ra'okol ha'nashuch. Right? Right? So first the pasuk says that some people looked, they were roa on the And then another part it says, "Vayom nashach hanachash es ish vehibit al nachash hanachash es v'chay." So Rashi is quick to point out in Chumash that some people it was enough for them to be roa as a nachash, and for other people they had to be mabit at the nachash. So Rashi explains that the people were just weren't bit so bad; they were bit by other things. They weren't really attacked by the snakes. So yes, it took less time, more time for the venom to spread through the body, a little infectious disease stuff, right? You do all that stuff. Not the way people in the Bronx getting bit by snakes, right? Okay. So comes the Rashi and says, so some kinds of poison which weren't so terrible, so it was enough just to take a look. You take a peek. And some people, they had a mamash stare and down and look at it. Oh, they stare at the chashas. What does the Gemara say? Mishnah Bashana. V'chinochash, meimis, anochash, b'chayel. A person looks at Shemayim. So for some people, it's enough just to take a glance at a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oh, I looked a little bit. It's enough to get me back into shape. And some people got to stare and really work hard to get back into the proper frame of mind. So Rashi says, you see from here that the word hibit, the word ra, mean two different things. Sure. Okay, so that's what the Ramban says as well. That's a good musaf for Rosh Hashanah. That's really good, right? Because after all, why is that a good musaf for Rosh Hashanah? Besides your pasuk? Is that Rashi start to develop? Is that the incubate Rashi a little bit? How? No. That Mishnah about the chi, it's a Mishnah, not a Gemara, it's a Mishnah. The chinochash meim is a nochash mechaye. Where's that Mishnah? What's it doing in Rosh Hashanah? What's the second half of that Mishnah? V'chi yodav shamosha osas mochama. Right, the Mishnah has the same question. It says that the people looked up at Moshe Rabbeinu's hands and then they won. And when he put his hands down, then they lost. V'chi yodav shamosha osas mochama. So the Gemara says, Ella what? That the yodav shamosha was just a way to trick the people, so to speak, to get them to look like Ishmael. When you look to the Rabbeinu Shalom, then you win the war. When you turn away, then you fail. So the Mishnah says both of those statements back to back. It was a song many, many years ago. That was a nice part. Then the second half was, it's very strange, very, very bizarre song. A lot of strange songs. Okay, anyway. So Rabbi says, so what's the Mishnah doing in Rosh Hashanah? What's it doing in Rosh Hashanah? What's the context of that Mishnah? What a strange place. Where else in a Mishnah, in the middle of a lumbish sugya, you find the Mishnah that starts telling you stories about Nochash and the Yadav Shemesha. In the middle of Bamitzia, we don't have that. It's not Pirkei Avos. It's a Sugyan Halacha. What's it doing here? What's the Mishnah talking about? Anyone remember? Talk about Shofar, good guess. What's it talking about? It's talking about the din of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. It's talking about how you can have a guy who hears Shofar. One guy hears Shofar and he's Yotze, and the other guy hears Shofar is not Yotze. The guy who's paying attention, who's been having kavana, is Yaitzei. The guy who's not having kavana is not Yaitzei. That's what the Mishnah's talking about. It's the sugi of Kav Chesed Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah sichas kavana. The thrust of the Mishnah is that the action that a person does isn't as important as what his kavana is. A person's kavana, you can blow shofar today till tomorrow, but if you're not being mecham and klep ishmaya, then you just stop blowing music. V'chiyadav shemayish ha'isas mochama, v'chitkiya shofar ha'isas mochama. It's not just the sounds that come out. You can blow ala briska kula, ala chumris, and kailas, and broken shvarm, and half shvarm, and backward shvarm, and upside down through us, and everything. But if you're not mechaving, so you missed the boat in Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Mishnah is saying in Kavchas. And the Mishnah is bringing you a raya that you see from here that it's not enough just for a person to go through the actions, you have to have mechavin as well. We can take it further, everybody say. Based in Achidish, based in the Ramban. We're learning about Messiah, not the base. But before Shoshana, I mean, turn down this opportunity. What did the Ramban just tell us? That Hibit and Ra is not the same. Habot to the Hefka and Rehab and Messiah is not the same. Rash and Chumash is not the same. So you can have two people, you have three people now. You have some people who are not mechavin b'chlal Papa Shemaya. So Takhani Nochash is Mamis. But what about the people who are mechav and klap ishmaya? So briskevort, there are different dargas of being mechav and klap ishmaya. Some people are mechaving to the Rebbe Shalom b'ri'iya, and some people are mechaving the habota. Some people just take a glimpse, okay. And some people are maybit, a mabit. Depends what you hold, depends how much you need. For some people, If the poison isn't so thick, if the poison isn't so dangerous, if it's not spreading throughout your body like wildfire, so then Re'iyah Bi'alma is good enough. A little bit of a peek at the Rabbanu Shalom put you right back into proper perspective. You need a little one kol shofra, does the trick. But sometimes it's a nochash that bit you. It's not just charm. It's not just time you got a mosquito bite. You're bit by a nochash. The nochash, 24 hours, it's over, right? It kills you, right? No, 24 hours. 24 hours, it's going to kill you. It's it, finished. So you need a massive, you need a za antidote. And, what do you need? What's it called? What's it called? Anti-venom, whatever it's called. Whatever stuff. I thought you do this stuff. EMT guys, okay. Anyway, the bottom line is you got the poison in the body, it's spreading, it's killing, huh? There's only one way to get rid of it. You got to put the most strongest, highest, powerful medicine to combat it. You need habota. You have to look up a shemaya, stare at the bershom. Just look, take a peek. Take a peek. Like the famous mashkich, the different kinds of mashkichim. So the halacha is that a mashkich is supposed to be a yoytzei v'nichnas. So some mashkichim are very machbar in that, just backwards. The nichnas and the yoytzei. That means I was nichnas, I came in, chmin yoytzei. I was yoytzei right in Shana. So some people in the chayzeh b'tshuva, so I made it to Shul Rosh Hashanah. Kishof, I did all of that. I read a little Mosiyas Hasharim in between, and sure, I came to Shia Drogas Esmet Shuvah for a day, and that was it. And sure, it's all over, finished. So come, for some people, that's enough. The tzaddikim don't need more than that. The tzaddikim gemurim, so they don't even need Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They don't need anything. The Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin starts, and then Echtavim, the Atlechem, Toim Hashanah, and the whole Esmet Shuvah and Yom Kippur is just extra bonus points. But they don't really need it for their din. But some people really need it. They need a heavy, serious dosage of habata. So Rabbi, that's the Yom HaDin upon us. Are we daf days in Bav Metzia? Are we daf kuftes Bav Metzia? Are we going to look at the Rebbeinu Shalom to take a little peek? Yeah, I don't like too much. Or are we going to do habata? We're going to mamar stare. We're going to really, really, really look carefully. Habata to be kind of. If you come by shul, that may become one of my days of drushes. I have to fine tune a little bit for me making of a drush on that. Okay, good. Rabbi, so we finish the sugya? Yeah, pretty much. Okay, good. So I'll talk a little bit in Yom Rosh Hashanah, just in case that wasn't. That was a real stuff. We're going to talk about Hilchos Shofar for the winner.